This is a question directed at Dr. Wood, but certainly happy to have anybody else who had any thoughts. As electronic records, as information interchange becomes more prevalent, it certainly intersects with the payment system. It opens up other opportunities that ought to be considered. You talk about things you're not paid for. And in particular, it perhaps opens up issues of payment based on quality rather than services and so on. I noticed when you talked about Minnesota, however, and what Governor Pawlenty is doing, the word ultimately was in there before the description of how we're paying for quality. I don't know of an insurer or a business who would not like to pay for quality. It is a devilishly, as you know, difficult issue to come to grips with in some way. As we work in these issues of things like e-health, are there directions you could point us? I mean, do you have a model for how someone might, a physician or a healthcare system might be paid for quality, and how information technology would intersect with that?
It's a very intriguing question. We could probably spend most of the day talking about the details. But first, actually, I think is to set, expectations about what you want to do. Quality can be defined as doing the right thing safely, reliably, and with a high degree of service. From the perspective of, say, chronic diseases, we know the science. We don't do as good a job, Jenny referenced this, in getting the information to physicians. So in Minnesota, since about 1994, we've had an organization called the Institute for Clinical Systems Integration, now funded by the plans, but originally funded by the three partners who started it, Park Nicollet Group, Group Health, and Mayo Clinic. The goal was to share with physicians the guidelines, get them actually into practice in an organization that was led by physicians. We've now coupled that with a measurement capability, which is called the Minnesota Community Measurement Project, also funded by the plans. And now what physicians do is they report their performance in some of those diseases, allowing us to look at what should be done, the measurement about how it's being done, and then payment can follow that. It's actually sometimes payment can lead it. But we've been fortunate to have those three capabilities together. I think that's one of the reasons we've been able to accomplish what we have so far.